Not you two again. What do you think you're doing to that boy? Oh, just messing with him, huh? Yeah, sure. You two are even older than I am. Yet you get your kicks pushing around the new guy, huh? Well, not in my bar, you don't. Leave him alone, or I'll gladly escort you out the front door. You hear me? I'm not dealing with this kind of nonsense in my own bar. Oh, you think this is funny? Think you can bully my paying patrons and get away with it just because you're a regular here? Well, you can go be someone else's regular from now on because you're now banned here. That's my goddamn kid, you asshole. Oh, what? You didn't know? Can't you see the resemblance? He gets his good looks from me. Isn't that right, honey? Yeah, sure. I bet you two are real sorry. Too bad. You can go cry about it to the bar across the street. I'm sure that he would love to have such nice clientele as yourselves. Go on. Get. Shoo. I'm not kidding. That was the last straw. I am sick of you two. Get out of my bar, or I'll have you locked up for trespassing. Finally. I've been looking for a reason to ban those two for months. Ugh. You all right, sweetheart? Sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable or anything. I just wanted to make them really regret messing with you. Sorry for kissing your cheek like that, too. I just wanted to sell the lie. If your old lady's here, then I can explain the situation to her. I don't want you in the doghouse tonight because I used you as a prop. No girl? Perfect. Then she won't mind pouring you drinks on the house for the rest of the night and leaning over the bar real flirty-like. Sorry to kill any hopes you just had, but I'm mostly leaning because my back's killing me from standing up all night. Ugh. Feel free to pretend that this is for you, though, hun, if that's what floats your boat. I'm always fine with handsome young men like yourself trying to figure out how many buttons I leave undone on this blouse. It tends to make y'all buy more drinks for me, just to keep catching peace. That's a little trade secret for you. If you ever decide to start your own bar, give your customers incentives to keep buying. You know, you're lucky that I look maybe feasibly just old enough to be your mother, buddy. They might have waited outside for round two if I hadn't made up that little detail. But if they knew we're kin, there's no way they'd bother you. They know damned well what I keep under the bar, and how willing I am to use it on idiots around my bar. And they know I keep the shells for it with me at all times. Oh, don't give me that look. I haven't used it in ages, and I mostly just pointed at the ceiling to calm things down. Look up. Yeah, I stopped bothering to patch up the holes. That's just my shooting spot now. But anyway, enough of my nonsense. Those idiots are gone now. You're safe. And I've got a fun new favorite customer for the night. Congratulations, you're the main character now. Yep. You're the main character. That means I'm gonna neglect my barkeeping duties and give almost all of my attention to you tonight. Because this place is slow as hell on a Tuesday night. So, What's a handsome young lad like yourself doing in my dingy little bar alone on a Tuesday night? Especially at this time of night. Shouldn't you be getting ready for work or something? Or at least trying to find yourself a cute little so-and-so with whom to spend the evening at home? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, hon. I feel bad for adding all of this mess to your plate tonight. It sounds like you just need some time to relax here. Is that why you came to the bar tonight? To try to relax? I've never seen you around here before, so I guess you just picked mine at random. You don't really look like the bar type. No offense. Hun, you know that you don't have to drink that if you don't want to, right? It doesn't really look like you're enjoying it, and you're not looking too good. Do you drink very often? Not this kind of drinking, huh? That's what I thought. Here, let me see that. There, emptied that for you. I'll fill it with some water now. I bet you haven't been drinking water tonight, huh? Nope, didn't think so. Not a young man. You should know better than that. Here you go, sweetie. Now drink up for me. I don't want you having a nasty hangover just because you're dehydrated. That's it. There you go, sweetie. You poor thing. You just look all out of sorts tonight. Tired, stressed, and you don't even know how to drink properly. You've got those sad puppy eyes, I swear. Come on. Let's find a booth. Yes, I'm serious. You're not sober enough to drive home, but you definitely need to get some rest. You're gonna come rest with me in one of the corner booths, and I'm going to make sure that you get enough sleep tonight. This booth isn't nearly as soft as I thought it was. Oh well, beggars can't be choosers, I suppose. Come here, hun. Lay your head down on my lap. Yes, on my lap. If you lay flat in this booth, you're gonna wake up with a killer neck ache, if you manage to sleep at all. So instead, you're gonna lay down on my nice, soft lap. And now I'm gonna help you fall asleep. Oh, don't give me that look. You'll be fine. There are like two other people in here right now. Nobody will see you. And I have plenty of practice making people fall asleep. I babysit my sister's kids on the weekends. I'm a total pro. There you go. You know, I guess that drunk guys really are pretty similar to children when it comes to making you do things that you don't want to do. You're both really fussy. And here I was thinking that the glance at my blouse earlier meant that you'd be eager to lay down with me. No, don't blush, sweetie. I'm only teasing you. Besides, you're allowed to stare. You don't have to be embarrassed. That's right. I'm giving you special, explicit permission to stare at me. Especially while you're in this little funk that you're in right now. You could use a pretty older woman in your life right now. Isn't that right? What? It was just a friendly little smooch in the cheek. Can a nice bartender give a cute patron a kiss on the cheek without it being an issue? Just relax and enjoy the attention, hun. I swear, if you keep up the sad puppy act like this, I'm gonna end up taking you home with me. Not like that, of course. Just, you know. Someone's looking sleepy at last. You look so much less stressed when you're like this. Shh, such a good little customer you are. Good boy. That's it. Just relax.